Let's talk to Craig Neiman now. Craig is the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve. Good
morning.
Well, I know people have been affected by, a lot of live gigs not going ahead, but the big gig at Town Hall again coming up, mate, the next council meeting.
Next Monday night, Robbo, so 6 p.m. It'll be a councillor-only event, but will be live-streamed via our City of Greater Bendigo website. So anyone that's interested with the matters that are on the agenda on Monday night can tune into that.
Yeah, limited bookings for that, is it? Limited bookings?
We usually get a couple of hundred people watching.
That's good. It is very interesting. I know we sort of have a joke about it, but it's great that people can dial in, and you probably get more doing it this way than you perhaps did in the past.
Yeah, face-to-face, we probably used to get, it would range from 3 or 5 to 20, 40, even 100 sometimes, but rarely a 200 type event. Good that people can tune in and find out what's going on with the local council and how they're going.
And what's on the agenda? Any major items that people should be aware of?
There's always a couple of planning matters, and that always brings a bit of local attention to where those planning matters are. The financial statements for the end of our financial year would be considered by council. A few other things don't just come to mind, Robbo, but... there's always something of interest for people around the community.
I understand there's something of interest for Robbo coming up, actually, the Wednesday morning Tai Chi in Daigai Sam. Is that something that he could attend?
If he's available, 10 a.m. Robbo, are you available at 10 a.m.?
Oh, yeah, I can do 10 a.m., yep.
You'd probably fit that in, Wednesday morning during spring. So free Tai Chi classes at Daigai Sam, which is the paved area outside the front of the Golden Dragon Museum. Try and arrive 10 minutes early if anyone wants to attend, just to check in and do those things that we need to do these days.
And no charge for that?
No class. No charge.
Right.
If it's raining, it won't be on, or if COVID restrictions change, it won't be on. But check our website. That'll have the detail.
I love watching Tai Chi as well. I mean, I was lucky enough to go to China in the mid-noughties. And, early morning, there'd be hundreds, probably thousands of people out doing it. And it's just a magnificent sight. And it does, even if you're not doing it, there's a lovely peacefulness that comes about it. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, what else have we got? Oh, Bendigo Blooms with the Spring Events campaign. That's always a fantastic thing.
Talk about things that make you feel good. 50,000 tulips planted across central Bendigo in Roslyn Park and around the area. So they're all coming out in bloom now, and they'll be in bloom till mid-October. Remind all listeners about Tulip Cam, which is live online pictures from Roslyn Park of how the tulips are blooming in real time. Anyone that wants to visit that can go to bendigotourism.com website. There's also some talks that go on that. So tomorrow from the Conservatory Gardens at 11 a.m. On that tulip cam, there'll be the tulip curator talking about how they go about planting and looking after and maintaining and making sure they get a great presentation each year.
What I like to hear the fact that there's an image that's revealed or something that's revealed finally when they all grow. Not now, you can't see it now, but when they grow you can see something.
Yes, and that's part of this year is about what's that image that's going to look like, and you hopefully should be getting close to seeing that.
Sounds great.
And there's also a tulip hunt, which is using mobile apps. People are able to search for 8 different virtual tulips around the city centre through our parks and gardens, and a newly created secret garden.
Ooh.
And people can participate in that and go into a draw for a Bendigo hamper to be won. So just trying to create new ideas of how people can get out, use their technology, but also experience some of our great attributes of the city.
And before you leave us, Craig, Steve, was talking about me with the Tai Chi. Sadly, I can't give him as good a news because the Seniors Festival in Bendigo has been impacted by COVID-19.
Yeah, unfortunately for the second year in a row, we get a lot of our seniors love this festival and get a lot out of it. There's lots of different events, something for everyone. We are the opening event, which is a a much-loved concert that's normally held in our theatre is going to be trying to reschedule to a later date so that we can enable people to attend. There are still lots of online activities that are going to be available, and we want to try and encourage people to support our older community, and we've also got an initiative where people can nominate someone over 65 years of age who they think deserves to be recognised to receive a celebration box of delicious treats. So
awesome.
There's a process to go through there. Seniors Festival 2021.
Yep, terrific.
Bendigo.gov.au.
All righty, well, we're going to have to leave it there, Craig, but if you want to check the website, folks, too, the details, you can have your say on the Kangaroo Flat Skate Park design and also the Coles Car Park in Meyer Street, the future of that as well. So check those out.
I'm really interested to hear what comes out of that one, Robbo.
Yes, I know.
The Coles Car Park one.
Yeah, the public feedback, always very important, I know, to councils. So, Craig, as always, great to chat, mate. Have yourself a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo on the Wake Up Call, Gold Central Victoria.